The Corporate Challenge is tonight, and with us, Race Director Melina Buck. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Melina, the Corporate Challenge is back, and it is, from what I understand, bigger than ever, right? Looks like this is going to be the biggest Corporate Challenge to date. Is that right?
That is right. It's a new record for entrants, over 14,000 this year.
14,000 people getting involved in this. So what about that, taking this on as race director? How do you see it growing to this point? Is it just word of mouth? Is there active recruiting going on? How does that come to a point where we can get 14,000 people out to run on a Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. You know, it has been pretty steadily growing over the last few years. We've got 391 companies represented this year, which is awesome. I think we made some changes in our hospitality last year, which I think went over really well. So that might have something to do with the growth for this year. But we're really excited about the numbers.
Yeah, it's always nice when you can mix a party in with a run, that's for sure. What about that?
Exactly.
What about the hospitality? Why don't you give us some of the highlights? I mean, I know it's too late, obviously, to sign up and be part of it, but you know, give us some of the highlights that that attracted people to this race this year.
Yeah, so it's pretty well organized. We've got a great system in place for reserving tents. We also have the bring your own tent option. So we know the post-race party is a really important part of the experience here in Buffalo, so we try to make that a highlight of the event.
You know, Melina, you're an experienced runner. Have you run the Corporate Challenge before?
I actually never have run it. I haven't really had an opportunity in the past, but
yeah.
I have been a part of the race in different capacities, and now this will be my first year as race director.
So as race director, how would you characterize the Corporate Challenge? What would you describe it as, a competitive run with a party or a party with a run attached to it?
I think it depends on the runner, but I know there are a lot of people who do take the race very seriously and are competitive with it, which is great. It's an international race series, and we definitely like to promote that side of the event. And but I know for a lot of people, it's more about the social experience and whether they're walking with fellow employees or enjoying the party afterwards. So it can have a lot of different highlights for a lot of different kinds of participants.
Let's get into some of the race details then. When does it start? Where does it start tonight? And maybe just outline the route itself.
Yeah, so our start time is 6:45 p.m., which is not changed. The course hasn't changed either. So the start line is on Amherst Street, just past Nottingham. So runners will line up. We've got four different color corrals this year. So they'll line up all along Amherst. Runners will run down Delaware, turn around at Gate Circle, and come back to the finish inside Delaware Park.
Now, the weather, we're looking at maybe sunny and 75. You're an experienced runner and a trainer of runners. How does that weather shape up for a race like this?
It's not bad. It might be a little bit on the warm side, but definitely looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day.
Now, what about for traffic? Obviously, that part of town can be very busy at various times of the day.
Yep.
What do commuters need to know about being around the park at that time, or maybe even before and after the race as well?
Yeah. We highly recommend that participants use the shuttle service that we provide from Buffalo State. It's definitely difficult to park in the area, and you can't park anywhere along the course. So I would get here early if you're planning to park nearby. And later on in the afternoon, you can take shuttles starting at 4:30 from Buff State. That'll drop you off right at Delaware Park. And then shuttle service resumes in the evening from 8 to 10 to go back to your car.
And just for everybody who's not running, maybe a good day to not drive around Parkside, Delaware Avenue, good idea to perhaps avoid that area.
Definitely. Yeah, I would avoid the area if you're in a hurry.
And what about, finally then, Melina, being a race director, what has it been like for you?
It's been great so far. It's been busy. It's been a lot of work, but there are a lot of people involved and a lot of people working really hard to make it a great event. You know, it's obviously not just me organizing. So it's been a great experience so far, and I'm ready for the event to happen. And it definitely couldn't happen without the cooperation of the city and the parks. We're very grateful to Olmsted for always being our host, and this year our beneficiary.
Melina Buck is the race director for the annual Corporate Challenge. That's tonight in Delaware Park. And she joined us by phone this morning. Melina, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.